Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. I should have made him my cuckold because cuckold humiliation is fun. I didn't turn him into my cuckold because I wasn't the experienced mistress at that point. Today, this experience is fodder for a bit of wicked revenge and a good SPH laugh and story. My personal experience continues. Catch up with part one, fake alpha male. And part two, women do care about penis size. Now, here's the rest of my story. My panties were drenched. I was so aroused. The clothes came off, mine and his. Oh my God, what? This was my first micro dick. I know some guys are small. That's disappointing, but this guy is tiny. I have heels that are bigger than his dick. I had lots of questions going through my mind. How can he ever get laid with that pin dick? Who would want him? I sure didn't, not sexually anyway. If he's so small he doesn't even fit in a pussy, is he still a virgin? Good thing there's a role for beta males. I never said anything directly about his penis size, but I called a girlfriend and told her. I asked her advice, and she said, get on a plane and come home. I wish I knew then that small-dicked men make great cuckolds. Who knows? If I cuckolded him, we might still be together. Maybe not. My adventures in kink, fetish, and phone sex probably would have made him freak out. Poor guy. He might be an alpha professionally, but in the bedroom, he's definitely a beta who needs to be treated as a submissive. So, do you measure up in the bedroom? I love confessions, so confess. You know, my laughter is music to the ears of a guy who is into small penis humiliation. Dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.